This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Right, they won game one, and then the Padres, you know, spanked their backsides for the next three.
And Chris Ello.
Would you let me tell the story?
Sorry, yes.
Mr. Interrupter?
Yes, I will.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Gwen and Chris, back at you from Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp, the corner of 6th and L. A lot of people are down here, obviously getting ready for Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series between the Padres and the Dodgers. We will be broadcasting live until 5 o'clock. We just gave away some SeaWorld tickets during the last break. We'll give some more SeaWorld tickets away a little bit later in the program, as well as some tickets to Legoland. So if you want to come down and hang out, spend a little time with us, we look forward to having you down here. We'll be broadcasting live until 5 o'clock. And then it is Sammy Levitt. I saw Sammy Levitt. I ran into him earlier.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
You know, Scraby, you should have seen this. I had to go pick up my credential before I came over here to Baja Rick's for the game tonight. The line for credentials at 1 in the afternoon was out the will call window, right? All the way out to the street. Then you make a left turn and go all the way down to the gate where you go into Petco Park.
Huh?
It was a 25-minute to a half-hour line just to get in as a member of the media. I mean, this is, you know, crazy time. And with Ohtani, you've got the Japanese media here. And it's going to be a madhouse, not only in the stands, but in the press box tonight. I think Fox TV, as much as we're, you know, criticizing them correctly, they chose this is the number one series. That's why they have Joe Davis and John Smoltz covering it. If you're just tuning in, obviously you got the game tonight. That's the most important thing. Series is tied at one. Michael King, Walker Buehler, all that. Lineups are in. Freddie Freeman's playing for the Dodgers. Padres lineup is the same as it was in game two. But the bigger story is all of these comments that Dave Roberts made concerning Manny Machado throwing a ball into the Dodger dugout during the game the other day. In game two, Dave Roberts is speaking to the media inside Petco Park right now. If he says anything of interest, we'll play it for you. But the other story, which I think is even, you know, because we talked about Dave Roberts, to me, he's focusing on the wrong stuff.
And, yes.
You know, it's his team. It's his story. He's got to play it out the way he wants to. But he asked Manny Machado about what happened in game two, and he's like, I don't know, ask me about game three.
Exactly.
So,
which, you know, can be seen. I've seen it's really interesting. There is no middle ground in this whole thing. You either hate Dave Roberts,
right,
or you hate
Manny
Machado.
Yeah, well, I hate Dave Roberts then. In this case, if there's no middle ground, because I don't hate Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
You know I like him.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think in this case,
it was a mistake.
I think he's taking the wrong angle, man. His team has a lot of pressure on it. They have come up short here, you know, year after year after year. And now he's got everybody focused, you know, on Manny Machado rolling a ball into the dugout.
You know what people are doing today to those Dodgers players, reporters? They're asking them about that and how they felt, and they're taking all of the time to he basically forced his team into putting energy into this when they didn't have to.
I hope it backfires on him, Scraby. Obviously, we won't know until these games are played what the real effect will be, but as Ken Rosenthal wrote, along with his incredibly critical piece about the Padres, he also mentioned in there that the Padres are in the Dodgers' heads. And if this plays out the way we all want it to play out, and the Padres win these next two games, Dodgers aren't going to be able to get out of the town quick enough. Because they're going to be, I mean, they're never going to be able to escape the criticism that's going to come with losing another first round for them playoff series 3 years in a row. But it's a real, very real possibility, and it's going to come hopefully at the hands of a Padre team that, you know, Ken Rosenthal said is classless, basically in an article he wrote for The Athletic today. Among it, he said Manny Machado is far from the Padres only irritant. He called Machado's throw of the ball toward the dugout a sinister sling. He said that Fernando Tatis Jr. is a smiling, dancing peacock, whatever that is. He also said that Jerickson Profar is the kid who pulls the fire alarm at school and then asks, who, me? Now, this is the same guy that is going to apparently go into the Padre dugout tonight and ask for interviews during the game.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a very strange dynamic, I must say.
The article came out very quick. It came out too quick for my liking, but someone sent me what AM570 in LA is saying about this, and it's not going to shock you. They're defending Dave Roberts, but I don't even believe that they believe in what they're saying here. They said, basically, this is a Phil Jackson move, Chris. It's going to take the pressure off the guys. It didn't, though. I think it ratcheted up pressure.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good Phil Jackson move, and I've seen enough Phil Jackson coaching over the years. Phil Jackson did a great job of getting pressure off of his basketball teams, whether it be the Lakers or the Bulls, but he did it mostly by, you know, maybe complaining to the, you know, about the officiating, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He never, that I recall, did it by attacking another player on the other team. And that's what Dave Roberts did. He attacked Machado. And, you know, I think it's going to galvanize the Padres. I really do. I don't think Phil Jackson would have ever been dumb enough to say something critical of, let's say, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
So that the Knicks would galvanize further to try and beat the Bulls. You know, that's not what Phil Jackson did. So, I don't agree with that.
Do you think that there was any, and this is a Scraby conspiracy theory.
Oh, no.
Do you think there was any do you think there was any sort of thought that maybe, because they sent this video in and they made a complaint to Major League Baseball.
Yes, they did.
Do you think there was any thought of maybe Manny gets suspended for this and he's not going to be a part of the series? Because why else would you send it into Major League Baseball? Did Major League Baseball see this video and laugh and throw it back at them, or are they taking this seriously?
If Major League, I mean, you know what? I've never agreed with you on anything conspiracy-wise.
Oh, wow.
Outwardly.
Is this now? What's going to happen now?
I'm going to tell you. If Major League Baseball suspended Manny Machado for rolling a ball into the dugout.
He threw it. We have to be fair.
Rolling a ball into the dugout at 8 miles an hour. If they suspended him for that, you would then have me believe for sure that baseball is trying to get Ohtani to the World Series. I would buy your conspiracy, but anything beyond that, I'm not going to ever buy your conspiracy, but baseball knows they can't do that.
Can you imagine sitting there and before Game 3 thinking, I need to send this video into the Major League Baseball offices to see if there's any punishment that can be handed out?
Let the Dodgers worry about all that, Scraby. I think it's advantageous for the Padres. I really do.
Here's Dave Roberts's... Now we're just piling on, but it's fine. Here's Dave Roberts' coaching career in the playoffs. 2016 lost NLCS. 2017 lost World Series. Lost World Series. Lost NLDS. Won the World Series in 2020. Lost, 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 and now they're tied. So it's not been a good go for him. This is why I think he was forced to do this. Is getting to a point where he doesn't have any tricks left in his bag to keep his job and to keep the team.
Well, he's going to keep his job if he wins this series. So maybe, you know, but I just don't think he did the right thing to help his team focus on what they need to be focused on heading into Game 3. And I hope it backfires on him, Scraby. That's all I can tell you. I hope it backfires on him. I'm surprised that he's taken this attack. And, you know, Mike Shildt said it best earlier today. You know, he didn't have to defend this Padre team. I think this is a class Padre team. Tatis and Profar, they have some antics, but it's mostly, to me, enthusiastic antics. I've got no problem with playing the game that way.
Yeah,
and playing with emotion.
And what are you doing? Supposed to be stoic?
And I know one thing Dave Roberts wishes that he won't say right now. I bet he wishes some of his guys played with the emotion and enthusiasm of Fernando Tatis. He's got a stoic, boring,
bogged-down,
nervous ball club where Fernando's playing loose
and
having fun.
He's got an OPS over 2, Chris. He's got an OPS over 2. I actually...
It's 2100.
Sorry, I can't. I always do the 2.00s to 2000.
Yeah.
I made a parlay bet just in case we did talk about some bets, but we don't need to go into the Daily Gambit. My parlay is plus 750. It's Michael King over 5.5 strikeouts, which I like.
Six.
I like that. Walker Buehler under 2.5 strikeouts. He only struck out 1 in the last time he pitched against the Padres.
2.5 is not very many, but okay.
Fernando Tatis Jr., 2+ total bases. And I think that's a good, safe one because he's playing so well right now.
He's hot.
He's very hot.
I would say the toughest one there is Buehler under 2 strikeouts.
Probably.
However, the Padres don't strike out.
They don't.
I mean, that's one of the secrets of the Padres. They hit the ball. They put it in play better than any team in baseball.
Combine that
with the fact that they hit 6 home runs. I'll take half that many tonight, Scrape.
Yeah, we just need a couple of those to get ahead.
I'll take half that many tonight.
The over-under for total number of runs in the game is 8.
For the night?
I think that goes...
It's a tough one.
It is really tough.
I'm going to be under. Yeah. King...
What was game one? What was the score? 7-5?
Yeah, that was
game
over.
Game two was 10.
Both
to
games
two.
Have gone over right now. Both have had 12 runs scored. I think tonight.
It's a warm day at Petco. The balls are going to fly.
6-1, Padres.
6-1, okay.
Yeah, because you know why? I can't sweat it out again like the first two games. I just can't.
Wasn't it nice sitting back in like the 7th or 8th inning of game 2 and just being like, I know we got this.
I was so happy when they hit those last couple home runs because, I mean, I was sweating it out because you had to be sweating it out because there was no room for error. They could not lose that game.
No.
We knew that.
Yes.
And, you know, you're pitching with a 1-run, 2-run lead the whole game. Thankfully, they were able to... create a little distance out there.
You know who? Why I think tonight's going to be a good night, Chris? You're going to laugh at this, but when I was walking over here to do the show, I saw a guy walking his dog, and the dog had a dog Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey on, and so I know it's going to be a good day when a dog's wearing a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey.
You do?
Yes. You don't?
I never thought about it really before, but it's not bad.
If you were to see a dog walking around in a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey, you would take note.
Let me just tell you something. My dog has a Padre jersey.
Really? Why
yes,
is she not wearing
number
it?
Number 00, and it's from the blue Padres jersey.
Oh, OG Padre jersey.
Yeah, we haven't bought her an updated brown version yet. If anybody wants to buy my dog a brown Padre jersey, I'll take it.
Don't do that, people.
But we got no, it's really dumb. Because it drives me crazy when my wife makes me put it on her. So.
Does she like it?
Does she like it? She's a dog. She doesn't want to wear a jersey.
I mean, how do you know?
Well, I don't for sure.
Thank you.
Maybe she actually likes it. Kind of like when I wrap a dolphin bandana around her head on Sunday afternoons when they win.
No, she's like, get this garbage thing off my head.
All right, we are at Baja Rick's Cantina, and it's at the corner of 6th and L Street, right down here in the gas lamp, block away from Petco Park. Here's the deal. They've got specials on tacos, drink specials, Santo Super Premium, additive-free tequila from Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Sammy Hagar, world-renowned chef Guy Fieri. Santo, work hard, play loud. You got the margarita for $8. You got Blood Orange Margarita, $10. Santo Tequila Sunrise, $10. Santo Beerita, $10. Santo Bloody Maria, $10. Santo Reposado.
Reposado.
Thank you. Reposado shots. I got to work on my phraseology in Spanish.
In years, so.
Yeah, we have it. $7 for those. So, you know, come on down. Have a great time. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., it's partly his show. He'll join us in the next segment from Rick's as our coverage of Padres Game 3 National League Division Series against the Dodgers continues on. Sandy goes home for Padre Baseball, 97.3, The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Baja Rick's Cantina. Location of our live broadcast today, heading into Game 3, the National League Division Series. This is great. This is absolutely great. Padres, Dodgers, all the marbles, everything on the line. Trip to the National League Championship Series. Hated rivals. Managers calling out players. I mean, you know, this has got it all.
Padres we've only, taking the high road.
And we've only played two games, right? We could have hopefully only two more left. Tony Gwynn Jr. is at Petco, and he joins us on his show for the first time today. Tony, how are you, man? How excited are you? I mean, this is we take it for granted that this is happening, but this does not happen all the time in San Diego, and we should really appreciate this.
Without a doubt. First, gentlemen, how are you today? Thanks for allowing me to join the show today.
Yes, you're welcome.
You can join the show whenever you want, Tony.
Yes, you're welcome, sir.
I have to say, I am struggling right now, and I'm struggling because there was like a cold brew coffee kind of cart going around, and I've had too much of it, and like my heart feels like it's going to explode. Like, so I'm really jittery, and so if I start talking gibberish, that's why. I am really trying hard to control this right now, and it is hard. This
if
feels
you
like
start, a... if you start talking gibberish, I'll just think it's scraby, so don't worry.
Should be fun, though. Great. I'm expecting a great atmosphere. Energy will be high. Should be a lot of fun tonight.
All right, everybody wants to know your opinion on this, you know, Dave Roberts and Manny and, you know, the I don't know if we call it sinister Slinggate, but, you know, everybody wants to hear what you got to say, Tony. And I know you're probably like me and you just want to talk about the game itself, but this is going to be an overriding story for sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, here's how I'll couch it. I think... obviously, in these type of games, in this particular series, there's already, even before this was a playoff series, there's already a budding rivalry happening. And I think both sides understand it. And I think when you throw in there an NLDS, emotions run high. And that's on both sides, clearly. I think we've all witnessed it and felt it through the first two games, how emotional it is. And we all enjoy that. But with that, I think can have, you know, some of these things can go left. And in some ways, it's okay. I think ultimately, you know, no one got hurt. And, you know, I think, you know, these things can happen. I think both sides are looking forward to the game in terms of, you know, how was it intent, any of that. It's nobody can really tell intent. I think what's making it confusing is there's a bunch of videos going around that I don't think are necessarily the same videos. I don't think that they are painting the picture correctly in some ways. But listen, what I can tell you is clearly Padres felt a way about Toddy getting hit. Then everything else kind of transpired after that. And so you can kind of put it ever however you want it. But here's what I also say is I think Manny, we talked yesterday about how Manny was able to kind of bring everybody in and kind of recompose themselves. I think a piece of that might have been, you know, what had transpired the inning before in terms of what we're talking about today, that the sinister throw, as you said, Chris, or however it's being phrased. That's a I think, part of the understanding of coming in and say, all right, let's refocus. Let's get back to playing baseball. I think it's all connected, ultimately. And at the end of it, I think they got it right in terms of kind of recomposing and getting back to playing baseball.
The only thing that's really surprised me, because I, you know, we know Dave Roberts. You know him a lot better than I do, Tony, but... You know, I don't know, and I'm going to say it again. I like Dave Roberts. I'm not a big fan of him in this situation. I'm just surprised that he would make a thing out of this, you know, because his team has bigger fish to fry, just like the Padres do. The Padres are doing a great job of turning the page, and you know, maybe Dave Roberts was just answering a question, but I felt like he was trying to send a message as well that, you know, somewhat dirty tactics by Manny Machado, and I think it's got the Dodgers' focus perhaps off kilter a little bit, or at least I hope it does.
I find that interesting coming from you, a lover of Phil Jackson, who was famous for doing
these type of things
in these type of series. And when you think about all that the Dodgers have going on their side, on the negative side, right? They've lost the past two postseasons. Mookie Betts is marred an 0-for-22. Freddie Freeman's banged up. Their starting pitching wasn't what it was. This, to me, feels like him trying to take some of the attention off of his guys and focusing it on him. Now, listen, we heard – I just came out of all of those pressers, and at least from what the players said, this wasn't a focus of theirs. So if I am to believe them, then that means that's exactly what Dave Roberts is doing at this point. Because if it's not a focus of the players, what else reason would you need to bring it up? Certainly, it could be that he was just answering the question, but, you know, I think there's a lot of room for interpretation of why this was happening when it was happening.
Well, you know you're right when you mention Phil Jackson, and it's funny because we just mentioned it before you came on. Scraby brought it up, and I said, if he's trying to do Phil Jackson, I think he missed the mark. Because I don't think Phil Jackson ever tried to, you know, be critical of another player on another roster. Because I think if you're going to say something and insinuate something negative about Manny, to me, that's just going to galvanize the Padres, and that should be the last thing Dave Roberts wants to do.
Yeah, listen, I think at this point, the Padres don't need any galvanizing. Like, you know, it's not much that anybody's going to do that's going to change their focus and what it is they're trying to get accomplished. And so, I mean, listen, this is up for debate in a number of different ways. Ultimately, this is still about Game 3 and what happens in between the lines. I mean, we can enjoy having the conversation about, you know, what happened, should it have happened, was it intentional, was it not intentional. Because there's no, you know, MLB involvement in this, this is really a lot to do about nothing because no one's suspended, no one's having any, consequences. So this is just back to who's going to win Game 3. That's what it really boils back down to.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me well enough to know that I did not overlook that in talking about this all day. It's going to come down to who plays the better game tonight. We know this. Ken Rosenthal, I'm sure you saw his article as well. I don't want to turn this into a thing.
But I've heard about it.
Oh, you haven't. You've heard about it.
Yes.
You know, he's the one who called it the sinister sling. He's the one that said Machado's an irritant. Fernando's a smiling, dancing peacock. Profar is the kid who pulls the fire alarm and then asks, who, me? I just find it a little strange from coming from.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I said.
No, Ken Rosenthal wrote all this.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I just think it's kind of interesting coming from a guy who may have to go into the Padre dugout tonight and get interviews during the game. That's, whatever he wants, but that's a strange time for that.
I can tell you Ken's not scared. He's already literally walking down the dugout steps as we speak. So clearly that is not going to stop my man from doing his job. I mean, that's I think at this point I kind of expect that type of article. And I haven't read it, to be fair. What I told, about 80% of it was spot on. The other 20 was, you know, maybe a little pot shots here and there. But I think, you know, that's kind of to be expected. And, you know, I think the only way that turns into a different direction is if the Padres win this series and continue to win. Then the focus just goes back to that.
The other thing that Ken Rosenthal correctly or incorrectly stated in his article was that he believes the Padres are living in the Dodgers' heads. I don't know that I can buy into that 100%, but it might be partly true, and we'll see what happens as a result.
And I can tell you this based off of what was said from Gavin Lux and Max Muncy. They certainly recognize that the Padres seem to be at an advantage when they're getting to play the way they like. You mentioned the dancing around Toddy and the pulling the fire alarm profile. Like, those are things, you know, we watch this team all year. they certainly feed off energy. And whether it's the fans or it's their own created, that is how they play. And I think, you know, Jesse and I were talking about it on our walk back up. It's really a tale of two different styles. You know, the Padres are, you know, they're not the new kids on the block out there just having fun, but they certainly are a looser bunch than what the Dodgers are. The Dodgers are a they want to be a business-like, buttoned up, top button all the way there. Padres are, you know, a couple buttons undone. They want to come in with their shirt untucked a little bit in the party. So those that contrast alone is going to probably lead to some, you know, some words being said back and forth when you get in the heat of competition. And you know what? That is perfectly fine. I think that is that setting right there is good for the folks who are watching and Major League Baseball in general.
Yeah, I think Tony just gave us about 1,000 reasons that we've talked about, but why we just can't wait for the game.
Yeah.
And 6 o'clock it'll start. When we return, more Gwynn and Chris from Baja Rick's Cantina just outside Petco Park. And Dylan Hernandez, an unbelievably good columnist for the LA Times. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on everything we're talking about. It's coming up next on Gwynn and Chris. All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Scraby and I are here broadcasting live at Baja Rick's Cantina, just outside Petco Park, the corner of 6th and L here in the Gas Lamp. Scraby, we got a lot of friends out there, a lot of gold, brown and gold, getting ready for tonight's Game 3 of the National League Divisional Series.
Yeah, are we ready? Let's go! Come on!
I kind of sprung that one on them, Chris.
They were ready for you. They were ready for you. There's one guy back there with the old blue and orange, and I don't want to. I like it still, but I'm so glad that we changed.
Oh yeah,
3 or 4 years ago, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just. Ah, God. I mean, the sea of brown and gold is just... You know who else liked the brown and gold? Tony Gwynn Jr.'s dad.
Ah.
He did. Right, Tony?
He didn't see these ones. He liked the... I think his favorite...
No, he didn't see these, but he loved brown and gold before they went blue.
No, he didn't. He didn't love blue and gold at all. He called it the Taco Bell. I think...
Oh, he didn't like it.
He did. He did.
I'm misrepresenting him here.
You did. You did. It's all good, though. He loved the navy and orange. That was kind of his joint right there. Those were his colors.
You know what I think he really liked, Chris?
What do I know?
I think he was a really big City Connect guy, too. So.
My dad was old school. He liked, I don't think he minded the older version, the 84 version. He never saw these, to be fair, but he definitely was a fan of the navy and orange.
Phillies just put the first two men on in the top of the 6th inning, and then Sean Manaea got out of it with a double play ground ball into the inning. Mets still lead Philadelphia 2-0. Going to the bottom of the 6th inning. Pete Alonso hit a home run for the Mets, and then Jesse Winker, your best buddy, hit one, Scraby, for the Mets.
Wink went deep. I tell you what, before that double play that Castellanos, he punched out Bryce Harper with first and second. Ooh, that's a big inning right there.
Big job. Sean Manaea pitching a tremendous game. I mean, we got former Padres all over the place in these playoffs, including Sean Manaea. All right, Dylan Hernandez from the LA Times set to join us, and we appreciate him coming on. I know he's getting ready to cover the game tonight, and we may not like the Dodgers here, but we sure like Dylan Hernandez, who covers them for the LA Times. Dylan, thanks for being on today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Excited about this one. It's going to be an interesting game, I think.
Yeah, do you have any storylines you can focus on, Dylan? Anything happening out there?
Yeah, well, the whole... For sure, that whole Manny thing was kind of interesting, right? And I just kind of thought, you know, I don't know. Didn't it feel like they were kind of trying to lawyer ball Manny into, like, a suspension, right? I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, the Dodgers just got the wheels blown off them, I thought, in the last game. You know, one team just looked a lot better than the other. And, you know, maybe it reminds me a little bit, you know, situation's a little bit different. But, right, with Gurriel and Darvish, when that happened, in the 2017 World Series?
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers were obviously pushing to get Gurriel, you know, banned for life or something. You know, I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic there. But, like, you know, they wanted him gone. And it just felt a little bit like that, right? Can't beat him on the field, so let's try to beat him in the courtroom, so to speak.
Dylan, you were in the same presser I was in. Was it just me, or did it feel like, at least from the Dodger player perspective, they certainly know that there's a certain way that they have to play this game and not fall into the trap of, you know, or at least they consider it a trap of, you know, playing, as they said, the Padre style?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with just the types of players the Padres have too, right? I mean, they're more athletic, they're more dynamic. You know, you take, I mean, Ohtani being obviously the one exception, but I do think, like, top to bottom, you know, the Padres have more dynamic players, and you kind of don't want to get them excited and kind of up, you know, in that type of zone where, you know, they're not really thinking and they're just kind of playing, right? Because that's not the type of game I think the Dodgers want to, they don't want to get in a firefight with them, especially, you know, when you kind of look at the Dodgers pitching and you just have no idea what you're going to get every day, right? I mean, you know, Yamamoto, it went really badly. Flaherty, that didn't go well. And look, you know, Walker Buehler pitched the, you know, start of the game where the Dodgers clinched the division title in the regular season. But frankly, that was like one of his, like, maybe three good starts the whole year. So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be, you know, given Walker Buehler as competitive as he is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he gave another performance like that. It also wouldn't shock me if he doesn't get out of, like, the third inning, right? So, yeah, I just think, you know, with the Dodgers, you're kind of looking at this thing where, you know, you don't want to let the thing get out of hand, yet at the same time, you kind of know you're going to have to score runs to win just because you don't have the pitching to hold the other team.
Dylan Hernandez from the LA Times is our guest here ahead of Game 3 between the Padres and the Dodgers. And Dylan, I know Dave Roberts talked about his team being a little bit more enthusiastic and matching the energy of the Padres. But Tony brought up in the last segment, I agree with him, this is just a little bit more of a buttoned-up team, the Dodgers. So whether they want to be more enthusiastic or not, is it something you think they can do?
You know, I think when he's kind of talking about, like, enthusiasm, I don't think it's right, because this isn't like a rah-rah team. I think it's kind of about when you kind of get in those competitive situations, just not backing down, right? And, you know, I think he's probably, to some degree, talking about Mookie Betts here, you know. So far, he's been hitless. You know, I think he's 0 for his last 22 in the postseason now, 3 for his last 44, dating back to, I think, the 2021 NLCS. You know, and they need him going, right? Because I think if we saw anything in Game 2, it was the change in approach against Ohtani. You know, the Padres are not going to let this guy beat him anymore. And so, kind of, right, and then with Freddie Freeman playing on one leg, basically, I think a lot of the burden falls on Mookie Betts, and they need Mookie to kind of, you know, and honestly, his, you know, I wrote about him the other day after Game 2, his body language was not great. You know, yeah. He was kind of like, I don't know what to say, man. You know, which is, again, kind of like how you sounded. So I think part of that is kind of like directed at Mookie in terms of like, hey, like, we need you to get going in some way, shape, or form.
Is this, I mean, obviously for the Dodgers in their pitching situation, I mean, it would seem that Walker Buehler, especially with the news that Michael Grove is no longer available, this would seem, it's a must-win for either one, but this seems especially a must-win for the Dodgers because their pitching is a little bit short as it pertains to the rest of this series.
Yeah, and I think that that's really where the gap is, right? I mean, to be honest, like, to me, you look at the two teams, the Padres are a much better team, right? They have the pitching. Now, it's a short series. Anything can happen. Obviously, they play these games for a reason. Right, it wouldn't shock me if the Dodgers advanced, but you know, the Padres are the better team right now, and this is not the situation they want it to be in. You know what I mean? Even coming into this postseason, I did write that, you know, given the question marks about Yamamoto, given the question marks about Flaherty, they're right. The most likely candidate to give them a quality start might actually be Walker Buehler, and that's not where they want to be. Right, a guy coming off Tommy John, and look, I don't think the guy's done by any means. You know, I think some team, right, will pick him up next year as one of these high-ceiling projects. And my guess is that one of these years he's going to figure it out again. But it's been a struggle this year. And, you know, Buehler himself talked about the game he pitched against the Padres last week about, hey, even though the results were good, were good. I wasn't happy with a lot of that start. So, they're, you know, and here's the thing, man. Even if they advance here, they're dead in the water in the next round, right? I mean, because I don't see a scenario where they kind of get out of this without you, like, just, like, overtaxing their bullpen, you know, and over a seven-game series in an NLCS. I mean, these guys are going to be just, you know, they're going to be run to the ground at that point.
Dylan Hernandez is with us from the LA Times. Dylan, it's just in the back of my mind, and I don't want, I know no Padre fan wants me to suggest, you know, that the Padres are going to win this series, but if they do, I mean, could it be curtains for Dave Roberts? Could the Dodgers finally set the complete reset button all the way?
You know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of my colleagues have certainly brought that up. You know, we're sitting here, you know, talking about it up in the press box, obviously. I just don't see how you can, like, justify that because this is about pitching, right? And it was about pitching last year, and it was about the pitching the year before. You know, now there is this kind of weird dynamic where Andrew Friedman has this kind of clause, Ohtani has a clause in his deal that says if either Mark Walter, the primary owner, or if Andrew Friedman were to leave the organization, he can opt out of his deal, right? So that kind of, in a way, right, and given the fact that Ohtani's basically paying them to, like, play for them, you know, I mean, he really is, right, when you count up all the deferrals and everything. So I just don't see Friedman going anywhere, right? But how do you blame Roberts for this, right? And I'm not, you know, look, there might be a guy out there who, you know, you could argue kind of top to bottom. Now, I do think Roberts takes care of a lot of things, puts out a lot of fires that kind of, like, could flare up over the season. You know, maybe you could argue, okay, maybe there's a tactically stronger manager out there somewhere. But, you know, he hasn't really had the chance to show it the last 3 years just because, I mean, he's had no chance. He just doesn't have the pitching. And that's just what this comes down to. You know, and again, the front office keeps talking about, like, oh, we learned our lesson, this and that, and they just keep doing the same thing over and over and over.
Well, I mean, certainly, certainly they haven't had their best roster together. It's seemingly going into the postseason. You mentioned all the injuries, but it's certainly going to be something to watch. Dylan Hernandez joins us here, LA Times, and Dylan, obviously, Freddie Freeman is a big part of this lineup, and had to come out of Game 2. He's right now, as we speak, he's penciled in to Game 3. I mean, he looked good getting through Game 1. Apparently, wasn't feeling great through Game 2. I mean, what Freddie Freeman should we expect here today?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he did really surprise me in Game 1, you know, because I just thought, like, well, you know, I'm sure it's some kind of, you know, a morale boost for the team to have him in there. I didn't think he was actually going to hit, and he actually hit the ball really well, right?
Yeah,
so, I don't know. You know, maybe the day off was kind of enough. You know, he broke the tip of like one of his fingers, right? I think it was like his middle finger, and I remember earlier this month, and they gave him like a couple days off, and I asked Roberts, like, what's that supposed to do? Like, the finger's not going to unbreak itself in 3 days. That said, he came back, and I think he homered like 4 times in the next 3 games or something. So, you know, what do I know when it comes to this stuff?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Dylan. We think you know a ton, and we love having you on the show. It's always fun when the Dodgers and Padres hook up, especially now in the postseason. Thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you up in the press box, sir. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the series.
Yeah, no, thank you, and same to you guys.
Thanks, Dylan.
There he goes, the outstanding Dylan Hernandez from the LA Times. We have to check a little traffic, and then we'll keep rolling here. All right, Chris and Scraby here at Baja Rick's Cantina. Tony up in the booth at Petco. Tony, did you see any of the games last night on the night off, or did you take a true night off?
No, I watched both of the games. I watched more of the Detroit game. Which was phenomenal, and got a little bit of the Yankee game. Started off good for the Yanks, but to typical Royal fashion, they were able to kind of steal and run their way into a victory, and now you got all series at 1-1. It's pretty nice, yeah, I got to say.
I love it. Tommy Pham had the big hit. I know that pleases Padre fans a great deal, but you know, I was mentioning this before Dylan came on. There's so many former Padres out there doing good things. Manaea is pitching a tremendous game here today. Still got the 2-0 lead for the Mets. And, You got Waka and Lugo and Tommy Pham for the Royals, and I mean, just on and on it goes. Of course, Soto with the Yankees. So
I don't know if it was yesterday or today. It was like three quarters of the starters were former Padres at one point. I saw so like. You know, I mean, there's a little Padre test across the MLB playoffs this year.
Have you do you have any thoughts on Jake Cronenworth and his struggles right now, Tony? Is there anything you're seeing, anything you're detecting, anything that Jake might be, you know, not doing what he normally does? Because he's in a bit of a, you know, he's in a slump. I'm not going to say a bit of a slump. He's in a slump. Doesn't mean he can't break out of it. I certainly hope he does. Are you seeing anything?
I mean, he just looks like he's in between. Looks like his timing's off.
Okay.
In terms of hitting, but you know, a lot of postseason isn't just about the offense, right? I think it's about, you know, especially the defensive end where he's been really great since he's moved to second base. That's what you're considering changing up, really, at this point. He's hitting at the bottom of the lineup. He's hitting in the eighth spot. So anytime you can, you know, get some production down there, it's bonus time, right? Because that just allows the top of the order to eat and do what they've done, you know, through at least in game two. And so I just see it as a timing issue. He seems a little bit off, a little bit kind of in between on what he's seeing at the plate. You see him, like, swing extremely late from time to time, or foul some balls off the left side. I just think it's a timing issue with him right now.
And then the guy that pulls the fire alarm at school and then asks, who me? Our friend Jerickson Profar. Here's the thing. Profar is so smart, I think, Tony. You talked about how timely his bunt was the other night. Not only was it timely, I think he's been struggling at the plate, and it was a perfect thing to do. But the thing I liked is the line drive hit he got in the eighth or ninth inning, right after all those runs are scored. I'm hoping Jerickson gets going because everybody's hitting right now. And, you know, I know it's impossible to have all nine guys. I get that. But, you know, if you can get Profar back to a little of that magic, it's certainly not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no, listen, I think obviously Prof is a huge part of what the Padres do offensively. But the thing about this lineup is it doesn't have to be hits. I mean, these guys find other ways on base, whether it's a walk. And so, you know, doing one something is the name of the game come postseason. It ain't about getting a bunch of hits. It's about doing something that helps you win a ball game. And that doesn't have to be hits. You know, that bunt, finding a way via walk. And if look, you're pal driving the ball into the gaps, even better. That's great too. But I'm less concerned about these guys stacking hits and more concerned about them making winning plays and doing winning things. And they did that in game two.
You've been hanging around me too long, Tony. You sound just like me.
Oh, yeah. That's
make
it.
Winning plays to
that's
win
it.
Games.
Hey, once you get to this, once we get to this time of the year, that's all that should matter. Do something to help win a ball game, period.
Couldn't agree more. Scrape, you got a programming note here?
No.
Okay. We'll just come back with another hour. Gwen and Chris from Rick's Baja Cantina on 97.3 The Fan.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.